Indeed, you do not walk alone. This is the greatest of the messages. The Christ child dwells within each of you. So, dear ones, take this in. Allow us to fill your senses, to fill your holy presence with the truth. The Christ child dwells within. You see, you live in a world of possibilities. It is quite an important point we wish to bring to your holy mind, your holy awareness. You are unlimited. You are unlimited potential. Unlimited potentiality fills your senses, lights the darkness in the room. Do you see? You are never without. As you place yourself within a room, in a room of a dwelling, imagine yourself to find the light, to recognize that you bring the light with you. This is our holy point and one that should be prayed upon, meditated upon. You see, as you go from room to room in your house, whether you think of this quite literally in terms of your particular domicile, or in truth, as you walk Holy Mother Earth and travel the many rooms of her house, the grocery store, the wherever you may be feeling the urge to partake or attend, even the church, the synagogue, we ask you, dear ones, to recognize when you are searching for the light, when you are searching for the comrades, the friendships, the opportunities, the job offerings, the hugs, the relationships, the sexual partners, whatever it is you may be searching for. Understand in truth what you are gaining is true awareness of your own light. You are searching, dear ones, to find your own light. This is the treasured gift that you bring to you. So how quickly will you land upon that which you are seeking? The friendships, the partners, the jobs, the happiness, the glory. As you awaken to your own presence, to your own inner light, as you awaken to your own secret chambers of the awakened Christ, you will find all your needs easily being met. And why is this? Dear ones, the Christ lives within you. It is not something to be found in the external. It is quite true and accurate. The one known as Jesus played his holy part, and quite effectively, did he not? But you are not seeking something outside of you. This is the biggest riddle or the biggest, we will refrain from saying and say face for the channeler. She is bemuffled at suggesting something to be considered blasphemy, but it is quite true. When you are seeking even a master teacher from without, you see, seeking someone external to you, it is a false representation of the true awakening process. All images external to oneself are simply projections of the mind. And what are you projecting? You are projecting the master teacher. You are projecting the master teacher to be somehow outside of your experience, outside of your realm of truth. In truth, the Christ dwells within. We say this emphatically for you to begin to register. You see, the true consciousness needs time. It needs time to integrate the truth of you. The truth of you is the Christ in you. We ask you to take this in the cellular recognition, to allow the energies of this truth to sink deep, to sink deep into your legs, down to your wiggly toes. The Christ of you lives and dwells within each of you. The Christ of you is who you are. It is time, dear ones, to establish this truth on Holy Mother Earth. The Christ lives and dwells and has its being within you. You see, there is no need to seek without. The images, the projections are good reminders, are they not, when you meet ones that have the channeling gifts, when you meet ones that have the healing gifts. They are true reminders of the Christ within. You see, this person performs the miraculous healing. How does she do this? How does he do this? This one is able to channel the presence of Master Consciousness. How do they do this? You see, you are all awakening your own selves. You call these images, these ones, these dear souls of the light that are expanding their truth of who they know themselves to be, as reminders. You see, as they remember more and more their true selves, they allow their true selves to merge and to materialize in the physical form, as you understand the coalesced energies to occur. It looks quite real, it looks quite solid, does it not? What you were doing is you were opening up to your true senses, to your own true merging. So we invite you, dear ones, to take this in, to take in the holy pause and to recognize, truly, truly, I am the Master, the Christ dwells within me. So we afford you the opportunity to release even more so, and to release this sense of me. You see, you are all quite attached to the understanding that there is the me. You know how it works. The me, I am very important, I am wise, I am growing in consciousness. This I understanding is quite limiting, yes? Because if you are truly the I, you are only this finite being that lives and dwells in this finite space of time. You see, you only take up a few feet and that's it. Surely this is quite limiting to your consciousness. We ask you, dear ones, at this time, and we afford you the opportunity to expand. Let's, in fact, play a bit of the expanding game. So we ask you all to take the deep, holy breath in and release. And again, to breathe in fully and release. And as you do, dear ones, allow yourselves the gift of expansion. Allow yourselves the gift of awakening. Allow yourselves, dear ones, to merge in consciousness, to merge in truth. In truth, you are expanded awareness. In truth, you are expanded consciousness. In truth, you are the light which you have been seeking. In truth, you now already possess all you have ever wanted to know, all you have ever wanted to experience, all you have ever wanted to become, all you have ever wanted or believed you have wanted or have sought to know. You are one with all of the experiences yet to come. You are one with your future selves as you understand the future to be. You are one with your past selves as you understand the past to be. You are one with the present eternal now. And take a deep holy breath in, allowing yourselves to be one with all of it. As we bring in your I Am presence, as we bring in and lock in the awareness of your truth. Dear ones, there is nowhere to go. You only need to recognize who goes with you. As you open up more deeply and more fully to the awareness and the presence of your I Am presence within, with the Christ consciousness within, you will gladly go wherever you are sent, wherever you feel a pull, wherever life leads you. You will gladly touch the many ones you are being sent to. You will gladly bring your awakened, enlightened energy to all rooms of the chambers of Holy Mother Earth, of your awakened self. You will gladly serve as you are served. You see, when you open up and expand to your fullness, you are never alone. When you open up and expand to the riches within, you understand your safety. You understand your way is assured. You understand that you are traveling with your own light. You understand you already feel the peace. The peace that you are seeking, the peace that passes all understanding, the peace that you have falsely believed will come once you have arrived. You understand, when I find my true mating one, I will have arrived. When I find the true locale, the true employment, the true money in the bank, I will have arrived. In fact, the arrival process is now. The arrival process has already occurred as you will receive it. So, dear ones, it is not so much a matter of arriving as a matter of receiving. Allow yourselves, therefore, to receive the gifts, of your Holy Presence, to receive the gifts of your Christed energy, to receive the gifts of your true nature, to receive the gifts of your expanded consciousness. Allow yourselves, dear ones, to go deeper into the truth of all that you are, into the truth of all that you bring. You see, you have been looking for what others can bring to you. In fact, life is looking to you to bring to Holy Mother Earth, to bring to human consciousness the truth of you. And in so bringing the just deserts, in so bringing that which you are being asked to bring, so shall you receive. You see? You are receiving and dwelling in your true nature, in your true self, in your Christ itself, in your awakened presence. Truly, this is the Christmas miracle. That which you have been seeking has already been laid on your table, is already on your plate. Your plate is full as you will awaken to its fullness. There is no lack. The lack is a silly thought form, you may say, and you can dismiss it. You are the master, you see. It is within your power to dismiss and release any thoughts, any beliefs, which no longer serve you. Allow yourself to be served by the Christ Presence now, and release. Release the thought form of lack. Allow it to disappear. Allow it to be dispersed. Allow it to be filled with your new presence, with the Christ child within, in your holy heart, in the Holy Grail. It is time, dear ones, to speak your truth. It is time, dear ones, to live the truth. Live each holy moment as the Christ child that you are, the child of innocence. Yes, you claim this as a collective thought form, the innocence of children. Have you ever awakened to your own innocence? Have you ever awakened to the realization of the innocence of your holy self, of your holy presence? Truly, the innocent are deserving of mercy. Dear ones, you are the innocent. You are deserving of the mercy. You are deserving of the Christmas gifts piled high to the sky as you would dream it, as you would receive it, as you would know it to be so. You see, you are one. You are one with your abundance. You are one with your love. You are love. You are one with your expanded reality, with your expanded truth. So, allow us to perform yet another Christmas miracle. Allow us to share the Christmas holy gifts with you, as you would receive it, as you would allow it, as you would claim it to be yours. Yes, ah, there is a gift from me. I recognize the purity, the innocence, and I claim that to be my true self. I claim that to be an aspect of my holiness, of my Christedhood. So, dear ones, we celebrate you in this holy day of miracles. We celebrate you on this holy day of the Christmas. Allow yourselves to go forth in this day in truth. Allow yourselves to go forth in the ascension of your I Am Presence, your awakened self, your Christ itself. And so it is. And at this time, we wish to bestow upon you the energy of the Christ. Allow yourselves to receive the holiness of the extension of self. Receive deep into your consciousness at this time. Truly, the Christ dwells. The Christ dwells and lives and breathes through me, as me. All that I need to know is at my fingertips. All that I need to become is already within me. All that I need to experience is already an aspect of my true beingness, of my true self. I only need to awaken to my own holy presence. I only need to awaken and establish sovereignty of my true kingdom. You see, you establish the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven on earth, as you recognize you are awakening your own kingdom. You are awakening the Christ consciousness on earth in each moment, with each breath, with each holy step you take. You see, Mother Earth recognizes you as the Holy One. The question is, are you ready to recognize yourself? This is what the world is waiting for. This is the birthing process that you are experiencing. Allow yourself, dear ones, to recognize your own holiness on this auspicious day. Truly, the Christ dwells within. Allow yourselves to be the Master Teacher. Allow yourselves to recognize the Master walking on Holy Mother Earth. Truly, the Christ dwells within. There is no other place that you need to be, though you may be sent somewhere. There is nothing else you need to do, though you may be led to begin to do things. The Christ dwells within. As you embody this teaching, as you embody these holy words found in your holy scriptures, your life will be transformed. You will awaken. You will be one of the awakened ones that people go to you and ask you questions and ask you to bestow upon them the blessings, the prayers, the healings. And you will have the good chuckle as you recognize that truly you cannot perform any of these duties for another. It is simply about passing on the awareness of awakening, activating their own holy presence within, so that they understand their abilities, their intuitive awarenesses, their healing, miraculous healing will occur within them as they activate their own master consciousness. And so the story goes. Imagine, dear ones, to see the whole human population as perhaps a string of the Christmas lights. You see, when you look at the lights on your Christmas tree, if you should have one, and you notice how beautiful each light is, and how they are all strung together, and how beautiful they together light up the beautiful Christmas tree. In fact, this is an analogy for the New World Order. You are all holding hands, energetically speaking. You are all learning to awaken your own light, to live by your light, to lighten up all matters of darkness. And as you do, you bring light to the next one and to the next. So understand, you are the church you have been looking for, seeking. You are the walking, breathing Christ energy that dwells on Holy Mother Earth, as you would receive it, as you would believe it. So go forth in this day, bringing your holy, treasured energy, your consciousness, your new understanding of your holy self to all of your many activities. When you give the holy hugs, recognize it is the Christ energy being passed from one to another, activating, enlightening, awakening. In truth, we are all already home. In truth, we are all awakening. You are in the process, dear ones, of awakening yourselves and the others from the slumber. Join us together in this awakening, in this birthing, this awakening awareness. The Christ dwells within. Go in peace. And so it is.